This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I was thinking, if we get peace here with Russia, because now Putin's saying he's open to the ceasefire deal, he's open to it, that'd be great. All that leaves is Canada, and we'll have global domination. Oh, Justin, we found a way to just somehow revive his political career. It's amazing. We just when we thought Trudeau was going to be fleeing to Cuba, and it seems like he's more powerful than ever. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. So a big press conference today in the Oval Office with the president and the secretary general of NATO. Some key points that came out of this today, including the fact that Russia is open to this ceasefire agreement for 30 days. Putin wants some concessions, so we'll get into those with you. And Greenland came up, too. And even the Secretary General of NATO made the point of saying that, yeah, you got to be real careful about China, because China has been encroaching on the northern part of the Western Hemisphere for quite some time right now. And it is concerning not only to the United States of America, but yeah, to NATO members. So I thought, wow, that's something. They had a very cordial talk for a guy who apparently hates NATO and wants to shut down NATO and destroy NATO. And they had a wonderful conversation with a lot of important people in the Oval Office. And what the president has said repeatedly, and what he said again today, was NATO has to step up. The countries have to step up and pay more. And guess what the Secretary General of NATO said today? Thank you, Mr. President, for telling our member nations that they have to spend more, because they do. They have to step up. Yeah, they do. So good. Excellent. And there's a huge protest at Trump Tower in New York City today, where a bunch of lunatics went there to have a sit-in. And there's been a bunch of arrests, all in support of this guy, Khalil, this student at Columbia who's here with a green card, whose wife is an American citizen. And he's going through the court process right now because the United States wants to deport him from this country over not just his views on Hamas, but statements he said, and also associations as well. So they had this huge, big sit-in at Trump Tower, which, of course, is private property. So everybody got arrested. Some people were dragged out of there. But a lot of crazy people in New York City today. And I don't know what they're expecting is going to come from this. I mean, if your goal here is to win hearts and minds of the people who are in charge of the deportation process, that's not how you do it. Okay, that's not how you do it. It's like the same idiots that shut down traffic. I never understand these people. They shut down traffic. I don't care what your cause is. I will instantly be on the opposite side of your cause, whatever it is. If you shut down traffic to protest pineapple on pizza, I'm putting pineapple on pizza. Okay, maybe that's a bridge too far. Maybe that's a bridge, but you get my point. You get my sentiment. So if you're appealing to President Trump to not deport this guy, why not, I don't know, use the pregnant wife sympathy card. Like, have a not a protest, but have a bunch of moms sitting around her talking about how she can't lose her husband right now, and she's an American citizen. And instead, what do? You take over Trump Tower, and you're chanting all this nonsense, and you have to be arrested and dragged out by the NYPD. That only proves Trump's point, that you people are a menace to society and should be deported from the country. That doesn't help you guys and dummies. All right. The other thing, too, today that I want to get into with some detail is the spending bill, because even Senator John Fetterman has come out today and said, we can't shut down the government. This would be bad. No, I disagree with them. I don't think shutting down the government would be bad at all. In fact, I think it'd be welcome. We can really take some time to see what's essential, what's not essential, figure this whole thing out. But he knows his party will get the blame for it. Yeah, Fetterman knows his party will get the blame for it. Let's not forget something. Don't let the baggy gym shorts and the hoodie fool you. He's a Harvard-educated guy who comes from money. He's not stupid. He knows that the Democrats will be blamed if there is a government shutdown. The Schumer shutdown moniker, it sticks. Let's face it, Schumer shutdown sticks. And when Chuck Schumer was majority leader back in the day, they didn't even have votes on CRs. They just did them. He just did them anyway. He just rolled through with them. So unless you were able to find a way to stop him procedurally, which he was able to use the levers of the Senate to ensure that wouldn't happen, they just kept going on. But here's the bigger point. Why are Democrats opposed to continuing the spending that President Joe Biden signed into law? This is their spending. If anything, Republicans are the ones who should be trying to shut down the government right now, because it's more of Obama's spending, or Biden's. Well, it could be Obama's spending, since Biden was a puppet using the auto pen, which came up today. The president was asked about the auto pen, and he said, what's up with this auto pen? I mean, Biden's using this thing thousands of times signing documents. Thousands and thousands of times signing documents with the auto pen. What's going on with this? So yesterday we had Congressman Scott Perry on the show. It was an excellent interview. If you missed it, please go back and listen to the podcast. And I asked him, Congressman, what are we going to do about this? And he said, there needs to be a congressional investigation. Who knew what when? Remember, Biden told Speaker Mike Johnson he didn't remember signing a liquid natural gas export ban. This is a huge deal, and the speaker should have immediately called for Congress to impeach him and led the impeachment effort to try to remove the president before he accidentally started nuclear war. But if that was the case, and they did it without Biden's knowledge, then why didn't the president, immediately upon learning about this, look over to whoever's with him on his whatever aide is traveling with him that moment and say, get the chief of staff on the phone right now and find out who signed a liquid natural gas export ban? Or was Biden lying about that? Did Biden forget that he signed a liquid natural gas export ban? Or did Biden forget to tell anybody that he wasn't happy that he heard that they signed a liquid natural export ban without his knowledge? I don't know. This is the problem with dealing with somebody whose brain is pudding. You just don't know. It's possible he forgot all of it, which is the looming problem here, clearly, as more and more details of this come to light. And it's something we got to get to the bottom of here, because either there were very powerful people within the White House taking advantage of a president with a mushy brain, and that's being kind, and pushing their initiatives on the American people, even though they were not elected to do so, or the president was so freaking out of it that he knew this was happening and then forgot about it, or when he was told about what was happening, he forgot to tell somebody to make it stop happening. Either way, it's not good. And it is, in my opinion, the biggest political cover-up of our lifetime. Biden's cognitive health and everything we're learning about the use of the auto pen here, all of it is incredibly, incredibly, it really calls into question not only just how close we might have come to having a commander-in-chief be manipulated for the purposes that could have been incredibly dangerous for the United States of America. Thank God we never got there. Did we come close, though? I don't know. I mean, I'd like to find out. Did we ever come close to that? He kept doing a lot of tough talk to Putin, and he kept sending Putin a lot of things that he's sending Ukraine a lot of things that he said would be World War III. Remember the time that Joe Biden came out and said, we're not going to do tanks. Tanks should be World War III. Send some tanks. Did he send him the tanks, or did somebody else in the White House send him the tanks? See where I'm going with this? Biden said he wasn't going to send planes. Planes would be World War III. Well, send them planes. So did Joe Biden send them planes, or did somebody else send Ukraine planes? Did Biden know about it? Did Biden say okay when he was having one of his good moments, or did they take advantage of him when he was having one of his sundowner moments? Did they never tell him? When he found out about it, did he make a mental note to tell somebody to make sure this doesn't happen again and then forgot? Look, I forget mental notes all the time, but I'm not the commander in chief. I don't have access to the nuclear codes. I don't have the ability to send tanks and planes to a country when I just said 5 months earlier that that would lead to World War III. So how close did the United States of America come, actually, really, to the precipice of war? How close did the United States of America actually come to seeing a nuclear conflict with Russia? We'll never know, or will we? Will the truth come out? I don't want to be hyperbolic about this, but if you got a president who wasn't aware that he signed a liquid natural gas export ban, what else did he not know that could have had much more dire consequences on the American people and the world and global security, et cetera, et cetera? The problem, though, is that you got too many weasels in Congress who don't want to get to the bottom of all this. And you'll have Democrats coming in and claiming executive privilege. But somebody controlled that auto pen. Somebody was there for that. White House staff secretary, chief of staff had to know what was going on. Subpoena them. Get them in front of Congress. Have an investigation into all this and figure out. Because let's not forget something here. The president also pardoned people. People like Anthony Fauci and his merry band of gain-of-function minions. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, the January 6th people. Why was that done? Was Biden aware that he was doing it, or did other people take advantage of that? And if so, why? And then ultimately pardoned his son, Hunter. Did he know that he was pardoning his son, Hunter? Or did that just happen too? All these questions need answers. They really do. But what I still can't believe is I cannot believe the Republicans did not immediately do something to try to remove the president when he said he didn't remember signing a liquid natural gas export ban. Like, that's a big freaking deal. That's a big, big deal, because all throughout the 2024 campaign, if you remember, I kept saying over and over again, I would say this on Fox News, I would say this on this show, I'd say this wherever I could. How is it that if Pennsylvania is a must-win swing state and natural gas is such an important part of Pennsylvania's economy, we still have a liquid natural gas export ban in place? Well, because powerful forces within the White House thought this was a good idea, and the president apparently didn't know about it, or did he? So we definitely need answers on this without question. President said today we're probably going to see a ceasefire with Russia. We'd like to see one. A lot of the details have to be worked out. They're going to be discussed, but we're moving towards this. This makes me very, very happy. What doesn't make me happy, though, is a federal judge ruled federal workers have to be reinstated. Explain to me the point of having elections in this country. Really, what's the point? What's the point of having an election? You elect a president of the United States who runs on this platform saying, I'm going to reduce the size of the government, I'm going to eliminate departments, we're going to eliminate government workers, we're going to eliminate waste, and we're going to have a leaner government. And he gets elected, he wins the popular vote, wins the Electoral College, he gets in there, and then a federal judge who's not elected by anybody, who has a circuit, has a region of the country that federal judge is in charge of, gets to make a ruling that applies to the entire United States government. Nobody elected him. What do we have elections for? Why do we even have a president? It's really frustrating. I'll get into more detail on that. But here's what the president said regarding a ceasefire with Russia. Cut number two.
Well, we'd like to see a ceasefire from Russia. And we have, you know, not been working in the dark. We've been discussing with Ukraine land and pieces of land that would be kept and lost and all of the other elements of a final agreement. There's a power plant involved, you know, a very big power plant involved. Who's going to get the power plant and who's going to get this and that? And so, you know, it's not an easy process. But phase one is the ceasefire. A lot of the individual subjects have been discussed, though. You know, we've been discussing concepts of land because you don't want to waste time with the ceasefire if it's not going to mean anything. So we're saying, look, this is what you can get, this is what you can't get. They discuss NATO and being in NATO, and everybody knows what the answer to that is. They've known that answer for 40 years, in all fairness. So a lot of the details of a final agreement have actually been discussed. Now we're going to see whether or not Russia's there, and if they're not, it'll be a very disappointing moment for the world.
It will be disappointing for the world, no question about it. Here's Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's in favor of the ceasefire proposal. and he would like to speak to President Trump, and they're going to have a call. This is good. Cut 31.
So the very idea is great, I think, is correct, and we, of course, support it. There are, though, certain issues that we still need to look into and to discuss. And we need to hold consultations with our American partners, counterparts. Maybe we need to have a phone talk with President Trump to discuss that with him as well. But the very idea of ending this conflict in a peaceful manner, we support that.
Good. Great. Wonderful. That's fantastic. Bring on the peace. Let's do it. Bring on the peace. Let's have it. I want to have it all day long. Now, Zelensky said today he's disappointed that Russia has not agreed yet. All right. But hey, dude, for 4 years or 3 years, however long this went on, the previous administration didn't even try to have a ceasefire. Of course, we know Zelensky really doesn't want one deep down inside because that gravy train. I mean, who wants to turn off the gravy train? Am I right? If Trump is able to achieve this, it's Nobel Peace Prize time. It really is. You'll be ending a massive conflict with a nuclear country. And you'll be stopping what we've been told now is the next Adolf Hitler. So we have been told for years that Putin is Hitler, and he's going to go through Ukraine and then roll into Poland and then roll through Europe, and he's going to conquer the whole place. So if we have a ceasefire deal and this war ends, then that means that Donald Trump has just stopped the guy who is going to lead us down into World War III, roll into Europe, and conquer the entire continent. I think that's Nobel Peace Prize worthy, don't you? Just saying. Speaking of gravy, yesterday they had the MAHA movement at the White House. They had Bobby Kennedy there and a bunch of the MAHA moms talking about food ingredients. I have a little audio clip of that for you, but I'm curious, and you can weigh in on either the YouTube chat or you can weigh in on my social media at Rich Zeoli, or you can call the show, 855-839-1210. Have you ever started you start eating something and then you look at the wrapper and you go, why did I do that? Or you ate it and you go, that was delicious. Then you don't feel well later. And you go, what was in this thing? Like, this whole point yesterday of what they did at the White House regarding MAHA, the whole point of this was to talk about ingredients, really bad ingredients that are in our food and what we have to do about them. So the question I have for you today is, what's the most shocking thing you found in your food? What's the thing that has surprised you the most? When you look at a wrapper on something, whether it's something you've given your kids or yourself or something like that, you know what I mean? Like, what is it for you? Has you ever had that moment where you read down and you look at something? I had this moment today, literally. And I said, wait, what did I just eat? What did I just put in my body? Hang on. You know what it was? I bought this protein bar because I'm trying to not get fat. I got the foot surgery. I'm recovering from the foot surgery. I can't exercise right now. Cast coming off next week, but then I'm going to be in a boot. I still have to be non-weight bearing for a few more weeks. So trying not to get fat. So I'm trying to eat things like protein bars. And I know I'd rather eat real food, but sometimes you can't, right? Sometimes you grab something on the go. So for me, I had this moment today when I'm reading and I find out that one of the ingredients in this is something called tosopherols. I have no idea what the hell that is. A tosopherol. A tosopherol? Tosopherol. I don't know. No idea. So let me know. You've had that moment where you look down and then what was the ingredient that you just went, huh? Here were these Make America Healthy Again moms yesterday in Washington, D.C., pointing this out. The video includes Bobby Kennedy, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Education Linda McMahon, and food blogger and New York Times bestselling author Vanni Hari. Cut 22.
This is a list of ingredients from foods. Carrageenan, riboflavin, modus monosodium glutamate, and 20 others that I can't pronounce.
It doesn't sound good. Polysorbate 80, that stuff's really bad.
Sodium stearate lactate. I think you're getting the picture that you can't pronounce this stuff.
Sodium gallionate, titanium dioxide, polysorbate 80, BHT, TBHQ. The Make America Healthy Again movement is the strongest movement in America because it contains moms.
And the most exciting thing today is dozens of MAHA moms that have made their way to Washington, D.C. to continue the righteous work to ensure that we have the best, the safest, and the most transparent food supply in American history. As we all work, as a MAHA mom myself, myself to ensure that all of our kids going forward can live a healthy, incredible life that we can provide in this country.
If you are an American company poisoning us with ingredients you don't use in other countries, we're coming for you.
You know what the thing about it is there was a Breyers ice cream. I'm pretty sure it was Breyers ice cream many, many years ago. I think it was like 20 years ago or something like this. And the guy's reading the ingredients. Justin, see if you can find that for me on YouTube, if you could. I'm pretty sure it was Breyers ice cream. Not Dreyers, but Breyers. I'm pretty sure it was Breyers ice cream. The guy was reading the ingredients and he's like, Guire gum? Guire? What's Guire gum? Guire gum? See if you can find that commercial for me. But I'm glad that this stuff is coming out. I really am. I'm glad that all this is coming out because we're all trying to be healthier. We're all trying to figure this out. And I'm not here to panic you. I'm not suggesting that these ingredients are necessarily bad for you. I have no idea. I don't know. I just don't know. But that's the point. The point is it's time to ask questions. Just because you can't pronounce something doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. There's lots of things I can't pronounce, mostly because of my education. I went to the University of Maryland, so... Like, I can't pronounce turtle gender, for example, which we still need to play that clip from yesterday. But just because you can't pronounce it doesn't necessarily mean it's bad for you. But then again, it doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you either. So it's time to ask these questions, which is why the MAHA movement matters a lot. But I am curious what you have. If you started paying attention more to labels, if you started since this whole conversation has been happening, and if you have, what have you found out that's scariest for you? For me, the biggest thing was the seed oil stuff. I had no idea how bad these seed oils were for you. And I never really cared. Going quite frankly, I just never cared. And then I open up this thing and it's got sunflower oil in it. And I would think, oh, that sounds nice. Lovely. Sunflowers are delicious. But it turns out, I guess, they're not good for you. So who knows? And then my wife brings home a bag of chips. They're fried in avocado oil. I'm told that that's good for you. So... We need people to challenge these things, is my point. Challenge these things and ask questions, because the rest of us are trying to live our lives, give our kids healthy food, and be healthy ourselves. Be as healthy as we possibly can. And I don't want government getting more involved in this, because government has created all these problems, in my opinion. But at the very same time, since government has created all these problems, it's time for government to undo a lot of the problems that it created. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Big show today. What else did President Trump have to say regarding NATO? We'll share all that with you. Plus, John Fetterman says, let's not do a government shutdown. It would be disastrous. Well, it would be for his party. Don't go away.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so we have peace on the horizon with Russia and Ukraine. We have the continuing resolution, which the Senate Democrats may ultimately kill. Now, you know, Johnny Cook says that I'm nuts, that the Republicans always get the blame for this stuff. I don't care. Like, so what? The midterms are not for 2 years. So what? We get the blame. Who cares? Like, it's all right. I'm okay. I can live with that. If it means that we can spend some time actually figuring out who in government is essential and who's not. And you know, Trump, unlike other Republicans, he's going to go out there and battle to prove that it's the Democrats' point. He's going to call it the Schumer shutdown. His things are catchy. His nicknames are catchy. I still can't look at Marco Rubio without thinking little Marco. I can't. Same thing with Ted Cruz. All I hear, lying Ted Cruz. He's got it as ability to have these things stick. So Schumer shutdown, is the corporate media going to go out there and report it that way? No, but who cares? We know how much their influence has shrunk. And these battles are going to be fought on social media now, obviously, which has much more sway. But I'd rather save my country from this totalitarianism that is the executive branch of government, these unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats in all of these various agencies, three-letter, four-letter, five-letter agencies with all this power. I'd rather be unpopular and really figure out what's essential and what's not and use this as an opportunity to figure out who doesn't need to ever come back to work. I'm okay with that. Like, I'll take the negative publicity. I'll take the negative PR over that. This is a huge opportunity we have right now. But the difference, though, again, with other times is that, yeah, Republicans would get the blame, but you didn't have Trump in there, who's a gigantic human punching bag who doesn't stop fighting and won't stop fighting and won't stop blaming the Democrats. I mean, really, for the most time, if there was a shutdown, it would be during a Democrat president, and you didn't have a single Republican who would fight that battle. So, yeah, the Democrats got away with calling all kinds of names to Republicans, and the corporate media ran with it and everything like this. But if it gets shut down, Trump, he can be out there saying it over and over again. This is on them. Here's an example. This is cut number six. The president today in the Oval Office with the Secretary General of NATO. Cut six.
If it shuts down, it's not the Republicans' fault. You know, we passed a bill where we had an incredible Republican vote. We only had one negative vote, a grandstander, you know, one grandstander. There's always a grandstander in the lot.
Oh, leave him alone.
It was amazing. People were amazed that the Republicans were able to vote in unison like that, so strongly. If there's a shutdown, even the Democrats admit it'll be their fault. And I'm hearing a lot of Democrats are going to vote for it, and I hope they do. This is an extension. But ultimately, we want to vote for one big, beautiful bill where we put the taxes in, we put everything in. We're going to have big tax cuts. We're going to have tremendous incentives for companies coming into our country and employing lots of people. It'll be, I called it, in a rare moment, one big, beautiful bill. That's what I like. And it seems to be that's where they're heading.
Look, I don't love this bill, and I don't think it's fair to pick on Tom Massey. Republicans are not supposed to all be in lockstep marching all the time and saying the same thing. That's not what we need. We need principled constitutional conservatives. Massey is one of them. It's not about grandstanding. He's a very principled guy, and you have some Republicans who are about to vote no on this in the Senate, too. It's okay. It's not a bad thing. But the broader point, though, is that, yeah, the Democrats will own this. It will be on them. Because it's their spending. This is the spending that Joe Biden signed into law. It is just a continuation of the spending under President Joe Biden. So it's ridiculous and ludicrous to think that they would not support this when it was their spending. What are you opposed to exactly? What are you opposed to exactly in this CR when it was the spending levels that President Joe Biden put in place that you all agreed to when he was president? So what are you now suddenly so angry about? But you don't want to see this go through. Explain this to me. I can't figure this out. This you own this stuff. You created this. You passed this. This was on you, and now you don't like it. So now you're going to turn around and vote no? What's changed? What's changed is Trump is there, and you just don't want to give the guy a win. And then they go on, and they say things like, well, you know, normally I'd be against the government shutdown, but these are strange times we're living in. You know, these are the kind of times where it's like, well, you know, you really got to make a bold stance. Bold stance for what? This is your spending. It's the conservatives who are the ones who should be saying no and not doing this. They're doing this to give Trump help to get the government open for the next few months. But they don't like it. I don't like it. But what are you opposed to, Democrats? This is what Senator John Fetterman said when he spoke to Manu Raju. He knows the Democrats will get the blame for this. He's not stupid. Remember, beneath the baggy shorts and the hoodies is a Harvard educated guy who comes from money. Don't let the tats fool you. Don't let the hoodie fool you. I told you before, the whole thing is just an act. Cut 35.
Is there Democrats are going to have the choice to vote for whether you want it's the cloture or the final one? You know, and if you refuse to or you withhold your vote, you're voting about shutting the government down. And so that's always been my point. Now, it's a CR that we all agree we don't like, and we don't co-sign on all of those elements. But for me, it's about we can't ever allow the government to shut down.
And there are a lot of Democrats, Jake, who are in that camp right now, and it remains to be seen how long Schumer could keep them on his side. We expect that they would need at least 8 Democrats to vote to break a filibuster. That vote could happen as early as Friday morning, and that...
It's going to be on them, no doubt about it. By the way, to my earlier question of stuffing your food, do you ever have that moment where you go, ooh, God, what is this? What is this? Carrie Marie says there's a substance called castoreum, which is used as a flavor enhancer in things like ice cream, gum, and other good-smelling foods. It is actually from the gland of a beaver located uncomfortably close to their anal gland. Okay, I wish I'd never read that tweet on the air. I really do. I wish I could take that back. Because now I can't stop thinking about, there's no part of that I like. Carrie, I really wish you hadn't sent that. No offense, but I mean, I appreciate you jumping in, but... At the same time, yeah, and MAGA MAGA Man, is avocado oil healthy? It is, yeah. Avocado oil is healthy. Avocado oil and olive oil are healthy for you, no doubt about that. But that doesn't mean that just because something's fried in avocado oil, it's good. It could still be bad, even though it's in avocado oil. I'll give you an example of this. Beyond Beef Sloppy Joe, which is made in avocado oil. Beyond Beef plant-based ground Sloppy Joe, made with avocado oil. I don't care. See, that's disgusting and probably more processing in this friggin' thing than you could ever imagine. Beyond Beef, plant-based ground Sloppy Joe. Blah, blah, blah. That's even worse than the anal glands of the beaver. So let me know. It's that moment, you know, that moment when you look down at a label and you go, what the hell did I just eat? What am I eating here? Yeah, who's catching all those beavers? That's a great question, right? Who's catching all those beavers? Do the beavers like it? Do the beavers enjoy this? Do the beavers? I don't know. But do you know what I mean, though? You sit there one day and you're looking at a package and something and you go, what? Like, you ever look at a... ingredients on a prepackaged hoagie, for example, from a store like Wegmans. We got my son the Danny's favorite hoagie the other day. And so I flipped it over and I'm reading the ingredients and there's like 5,000 ingredients on this freaking thing. Not that many, but I mean, it tastes delicious. Don't get me wrong. And I don't know. Again, I don't know if all these things are bad for you. I don't know. That's the point. I don't have time to figure this out. That's why I need people to help me figure it out. But a lot of these Maha Moms, I'm telling you, this is why a big part of why Trump won. Trump won because of the Maha Moms, and they won because people wanted the war to end. And yeah, you know what? They won because they were tired of the woke crap, which is why a lot of these Maha Moms are not going to take their kids to see Disney and Snow White. Off to woke we go. This movie's turning out to be a disaster. I'll get into that for you. But there is one side effect. You know how they're putting a lot of Americans on Ozempic nowadays? There's a side effect to that, apparently. Now, I saw this article in the New York Post this morning. It says, Ozempic up your love life. X's and new sparks. It's an unexpected Ozempic side effect. Slim down users of GLP-1 drugs say their X's have started showing back up again. A recent survey by Zip Health, which polled 1,000 individuals using Ozempic and other similar treatments, found that 1 in 5 found a former flame reaching out to reconnect. Look at that. It's like, I loved you. Then you got fat. And you got all lazy and tired, but you're looking good now. Mm-hmm. Nearly 1/4 of you single users surveyed blah, 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 receive more matches or unsolicited messages on dating apps and starting their GLP-1 regimen. Wow. Weight loss and libido gain. Look at that. Libido increase, said 39% of millennials using it, 37% of Gen Z, and 35% of Gen X. Interestingly, men reported a stronger uptick in libido than women. No surprise there. Although others have complained of having the opposite reaction, some have experienced a negative impact in their romantic relationships, with 1 in 10 respondents reporting that their weight loss transformation led to jealousy or insecurity from their partners. I don't know. I still think we haven't figured out whether or not these things are really good for us either. Here's that Breyers commercial I mentioned earlier today. Go ahead.
You know what's in your ice cream?
Palazzo. Daiga.
Now check out Breyers All Natural.
There's milk, strawberry, sugar, and cream.
Breyers All Natural Ice Cream. Taste, not technology.
That was made a long, long time ago. And now that's back. See, what's old is new again. That's always the kind of thing it is. So let me know if there was a moment where you had a particular ingredient that you read or something that maybe you've thought about for a long time that really you said, why the hell am I eating this? What is this? Because that moment in Washington yesterday where Bobby Kennedy and the others are reading the labels and finding out all this stuff in food. And again, I'm not saying just because you can't pronounce it, it's necessarily bad for you. Although I can pronounce milk. Granted, with my background, that's about as far as I can go. But nevertheless, about as far as I can go. But let's say there's a government shutdown and we have a lot of these bureaucratic regulators out of work. What's going to happen? What's going to happen without USDA meat inspectors on the job, theoretically speaking? Well, I think what will happen is the private sector will figure it out like it always does. That's what I think. I think that's how this happens. Here's John Fetterman, though. He thinks that if you have a shutdown, it's going to impact and hurt millions and millions of Americans. I disagree. I think it will actually help millions and millions of Americans because we will have less government and a chance to really once and for all take a look at our federal government and say to ourselves, what do we need? What is essential? What isn't essential? Cut 36.
If you shut it down, you will impact and hurt millions and millions and millions of Americans, and you run the risk of slipping us into a recession or even all kinds of other things.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, man, I don't think it's going to be as bad for the economy as you say. I know the fear mongering, but then tell your party to vote for it. I don't know what to tell you, buddy. I don't know what to say. All right, this is on you guys now. This is the Schumer shutdown. There's also the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria of VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see my buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria. Now, guess who was here today at my house? The guys from Natural Lawn of America. That's right, working on my lawn. I loved it. Saw their truck pull up. I got really excited because I didn't have a chance to go out there and say hello. I normally would, but I was on the air. I was filling in for Dana Lash today. But I could see them through the window, and they're out there. And I got a big report written up about my lawn, what the goals are for spring, what the treatment was today, safer organic treatment for my lawn, safer for the kids, safer for the pets. I don't have any pets, but if I did, it'd be safer for them. Although the kids really do want a dog. They really, really want a dog, but that's for another show. Point is, it's all customized to the needs of my lawn. And now that spring is here, it's your time to call Natural Lawn of America as well. You're going to get free seeding on your lawn every year, just like they do for mine. Just call them at 1-800-FREE-SEED. It's going to mean greener grass with fewer weeds guaranteed. Safer for the kids, safer for the pets, better insect control for your lawn. It's all there in a safer, more organic way. That's the way you want to do it. And customize to the needs of your lawn, because even though my lawn borders another lawn, it doesn't mean that both the needs of our lawns are the same. And all these other companies go out there and they just spray, they treat every lawn the same, but that's not what Natural Lawn of America does. And that free overseeding every year makes such a difference in the health of your lawn. So all you got to do is reach out to them today by going to 1-800-FREE-SEED. Sign up for their full service program. I've been using these guys for years. I appreciate the care and the expertise they give to my lawn. Natural Lawn of America, 1-800-FREE-SEED.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So, Snow White's going to be a disaster. I'm going to get into that with you today. Off to Woke We Go, how Snow White became a Disney nightmare. I'll tell you what it is. I don't know what it is. It's that Trump's election was the end of woke. It was the end of woke. And as what I said in Jimmy Fallon's show on Fox News Saturday night, I think I mentioned I've been on there before. I forget exactly what show that was that I said that, but it was the end of woke. Trump's election was the end of woke, and that's where we are now as a country. And this movie, this Disney movie, was made years ago. Years ago it was made. It was made pre-Trump, pre-woke. They probably figured Trump would be rotting away in a prison and Joe Biden or Kamala Harris would be president and everybody would be woking it up and be happy about it. And it's not just the comments that were made by the actress, by this Rachel Zegler. It also has to do with a number of other things, too. So they are not doing interviews. They're not doing the typical pre-Hollywood interviews because Gal Gadot, who you know is Wonder Woman, who's in this movie, Gal Gadot is from Israel, and she's pro-Israel, and they don't want her. They don't want to put her out there. The other thing are the dwarfs. Now, I don't want to pull a Hank Johnson and say midget. I mean, the M word. Ooh, excuse me. I mean, no, but the dwarf community, they're upset because these were jobs for dwarfs. Dwarves, members of the dwarf community. And now those jobs are gone because they put in this really creepy-looking CGI for all the little people in the movie. And, you know, one of the guys who was on Jackass, who was a dwarf, was really upset by that because he said, you know, it's not like there's not a lot of jobs for us out there in Hollywood. So this was kind of a big deal. And then they decided to not be offensive by having the dwarfs in the movie. And so they replaced them with these freaking CGI garden gnome looking weird things that I'm telling you, if you go to the local garden store in your town, you're like, hey, give me a creepy yard gnome. That's what the seven dwarfs look like in this movie. It also has to do with Rachel Zegler's comments on it. And the big thing was they didn't like that Snow White was white, her white skin. Yeah, they didn't like her white skin. So they wanted to change that. You imagine how freaking racist that is. Imagine if I said something like, well, you know, the problem with Shaft and why we decided to make him white is because Shaft was too black. So we decided to go with a white guy instead of a black guy for Shaft. It was too black in the original. That's so stupid, right? New Snow White, woke troubles from tall dwarfs to a star who slurs Israel, and then another star who has unabashed support for Israel. So you see what's going on here. And so they've canceled all their because the big opening supposed to happen. The movie's coming out March 21st. This movie took years to make. They spent a bajillion dollars on it. They're going to lose a bunch of cash on this. What changed? Woke is dead. Dead. What did you say, Matt? Snow White needs to earn how much just to break even? $600 million?
Over 600. Somewhere between 600 and $650 million is the estimate. And then the box office estimate for opening weekend is only $40 million. So they've got real, real problems.
Oh, man. The guy, the Jason Acuna, known as Wee Man in the Jackass franchise, slammed Disney. He said, you're replacing jobs that people could have, us, as little people. It's for dwarfs. Why are you hiring Snow White and the seven average people? As they had a bunch of, like, it looked like the original seven dwarfs in the original looked like a DEI handbook. Like if your company was going on a DEI picnic in the woods, that's what it looked like. You had all kinds of races and heights and people with beards. And I think there was a dude with one arm, I think, was in there. And because you can't have all able-bodied people. So anyway, they scrapped all that. And then they put in these awful-looking freaking CGI creepy people in this. And this is a disaster. $600 million just to break even. But it goes to show you, though, does it not? The Trump effect on culture, on TV, on movies. And it's I don't mean the Trump effect that he caused this. I mean, it was always there. It's just that when he got elected, people finally felt free to come out and say what they've been feeling all along. Because so much of what woke does is it's terrorism. It terrorizes you into compliance and silence. It makes you feel terrible about who you are. And belittles you. And it's deviated so far from a classic that as a father of two girls, I was excited at one point when I first heard they were remaking Snow White. I thought, oh, great. I'll take the girls to see that because I love going to the movies. I love going to the movies. I love doing it. And I'm not going to waste my money on this crap. No way. No way. The original Snow White was a classic movie. Another part of this, too, is that she felt that the prince was rapey. So they took out the whole song about the prince. Yeah, there was a whole song about the prince and everything like that. That's all gone now. The new live-action movie, The Princess Doesn't Need a Man and Will Instead Warble the Girl Boss Anthem, Waiting on a Wish. Yeah, they took out the one about the prince from a very famous song. So stupid. Actually, let me play you a little bit of the actress here. And I think this goes a long way towards, look, I know some people feel bad for her. I don't, because I have to watch everything I say on this show all the time. And this actress went out there and purposely, because at the time, thought it was cool and thought it was hip and probably had the encouragement of her studio to go out there and do so. And now it's all going to blow up in their face. This was her attacking Snow White originally, cut 27.
I mean, you know, the original cartoon came out in 1937, yeah. And very evidently so. There's a big focus on her love story with a guy who literally stalks her.
Yeah.
Weird. Weird.
Super weird.
So we didn't do that this time.
So no prince or a different kind of prince?
We have a different approach to what I'm sure a lot of people will assume is a love story just because, like, we cast a guy in the movie,
right.
Andrew Burnap, great dude.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I think everyone's going to have their assumptions about what it's actually going to be, but it's really not about the love story at all, which is really, really wonderful. And whether or not she finds love along the way is anybody's guess until 2024. All of Andrew's scenes could get cut. Who knows? It's Hollywood, baby.
Who knows? It's Hollywood, baby. Well, this thing's going to be a steaming pile of Hollywood, you know what? And then after she said that she wished Trump supporters no peace, this very profane post that she put out there, she gave what is perhaps the worst apology in human history, cut 28.
And to everyone who hates when I win, the winged victory came to the Louvre in pieces, and people still line up to see her. And I can only hope that despite my flaws, and despite my cracks and my breaks, and there are many of them, that at every premiere and everything I do, people will wait in line to see.
I have no sympathy for Disney because they destroyed my beloved Marvel franchise with their post Avengers Endgame universe, which stinks so bad. So I really have no sympathy for Disney whatsoever. And I have no sympathy for people that don't give jobs to the dwarf community, because let's face it, there's not a lot of options for them out there, and it's not fair. Okay, if I was a dwarf, and let's face it, I'm not that far off, I'd need that job. I'd need that gig. All right, coming up, peace with Russia. Is it really on the horizon? Is it really possible? We'll get into it in our 4 o'clock hour. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.